BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US House of Representatives has passed a temporary funding bill that could avert a government shutdown. The last-ditch resolution would keep the government running at current levels of funding for a further 45 days. But the proposal excludes vital cash for Ukraine. Sean Dilley is in Washington.
Congress is close to agreeing a deal that would prevent hundreds of thousands of federal employees being placed on unpaid leave. Earlier, the House of Representatives passed a resolution to continue funding federal operations until the middle of November, but the temporary package prevents the government from sending any more money to Ukraine. Senators have until midnight tonight local time to vote for the deal. If they don't, the federal government shutdown will kick in. An earlier deal passed by Republican and Democratic senators had effectively been blocked by around 9 hardline Republican representatives who were unhappy with the $6 billion that would have been released to Ukraine.
The new chairman of the US Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, has said he will try to block US military aid to Egypt if the country does not take concrete, meaningful and sustainable steps to improve its record on human rights. The Democrat senator has been a vocal opponent of the Biden administration's financial support for Egypt, citing the detention of political prisoners. Tom Bailey reports.
Washington has long provided Egypt with large amounts of aid, but this has come under increased scrutiny due to allegations of human rights abuses by the government of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Rights groups have long accused him of outlawing virtually all forms of political opposition, something Cairo denies. Whilst much US funding has been withheld in recent years, the White House recently announced that it had decided to waive human rights restrictions on $235 million worth of assistance. But Mr. Cardin has vowed to use his influential position to increase the demands on Egypt for real change.
A pro-Moscow populist who's vowed to end military aid to Ukraine is building a commanding lead in Slovakia's general election. With a third of the vote counted, Robert Fico's Smer party has taken about a quarter of the ballots. Exit polls had predicted that it would finish behind the Liberal Progressive Slovakia party, but it's now probable that he will have the right to lead coalition talks. A federal appeals court in the US has temporarily blocked a small venture capital fund from awarding grants to black female entrepreneurs. The case had been brought by the activist who led the successful challenge to US university admissions policies, which ended decades of affirmative action. World News from the BBC. A pro-China opposition candidate has won the Maldives presidential election. The vote has been seen as a referendum on whether the Indian Ocean island nation should rebuild relations with India or seek closer ties with China. The victorious candidate, Mohamed Moeizu, sought closer relations with Beijing while in power for the 5 years till 2018. He emerged as the surprise front-runner during the first round of voting in September. Both Beijing and New Delhi are vying for influence in the strategically located archipelago. Tuareg rebels in Mali claim to have inflicted heavy losses on government forces in the centre of the country. The CMA said they had killed almost 100 soldiers, though this has not been independently verified. The Malian government has confirmed a military base in the Mopti region was attacked on Thursday, the most southerly incident since Tuareg rebels renewed hostilities in August after an 8-year hiatus. Rights groups say the security forces in Iran have made dozens of arrests of people marking the anniversary of what's known as Bloody Friday. More than 100 people are believed to have been killed 1 year ago when security forces fired on a protest in Zahedan in the eastern Sistan-Baluchistan province. It was the single deadliest incident during last year's wave of mass protests. For a second successive Saturday, the Dutch football team Ajax have had their game abandoned, whereas last weekend it was a pitch invasion by disgruntled Ajax fans that halted play. On Saturday, the match at RKC Waalwijk was called off following a collision between the home goalkeeper and an Ajax striker. Some players were in tears as they stood around the keeper.